بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all to be Muslim, and Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to witness one more day of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all of our efforts during the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all our sins during the month of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus because of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a short reminder for us about one other thing that we should be doing during the month of Ramadan. All of us know during the month of Ramadan, we're fasting for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us, we're making the dhikr of Allah. Many of us, we're reciting the Qur'an. Many of us, we're standing up for Salatul Taraweeh. Many of us, we're getting up for Tahajjud before Salatul Fajr. But there's one more thing that all of us should be doing. And this is spending our wealth, giving fi sabilillah, spending our wealth for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan, as we all know, is the month of sending forward. Ramadan is the month of sending forward good deeds for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. And from among the best things that we can send forward for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow is our wealth, the wealth that we have today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاءٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, spend of that which we have provided for you, because all of our wealth is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the risk that we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is sending, spend of that which we have provided for you, before a day comes when there will be no bargaining, and there will be no friendship, and there will be no shafa'ah, there will be no intercession. You won't be able to go and intercede, nobody will be able to come and intercede on your behalf, except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is telling us, spend of that which we gave you before this day comes. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he said about this ayat, that Allah commands His servants to spend for His sake. Allah is commanding us to spend for His sake. And Allah is saying to rush to do it. Don't put off doing it. Rush to do it before the day comes when this wealth that you had, it will do you no benefit unless you've already spent it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, all of us, during the month of Ramadan, we try to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We try to follow the sunnah when it comes to the fasting, when it comes to breaking the fast, when it comes to praying the extra salat, when it comes to standing up for salatul tarawiyah. But how many of us were following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it comes to spending for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, كان نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was the most generous of men, the most giving of men. وأجود ما يكون في رمضان. And he said, and Rasulullah, he became even more generous during the month of Ramadan. When the month of Ramadan came, Rasulullah gave even more. He increased his spending for the sake of Almighty Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what about us? Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage myself and you, spend from your wealth during the month of Ramadan. Give extra. This is the month of greater rewards. This is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He multiplies the rewards for the good deeds. So the money that you spend out of Ramadan is not going to get you the same reward that it will get you during Ramadan. During Ramadan, you get even more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, all of us, we're taking advantage of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's from His generosity that He blesses us with the month of Ramadan. It's from the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He prescribed the month of Ramadan for us, for our benefit. And during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so generous to us. He increases the rewards for the good deeds. He forgives the bad deeds. He gives us Jannah. So how many of us, we're taking advantage of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many of us, we're enjoying the generosity of other people right now during the month of Ramadan? The people that pay for the iftars. The people that come and they cook the food for us. The people that clean up after us. The people that give extra money so that the lights stay on and the AC is cool for us. How many of us, we're taking advantage of the generosity of other people during the month of Ramadan? So when do we become generous? Brothers and sisters, in the ayah that I said at the beginning of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He encourages us to push hard, to increase our efforts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah, وَسَارِيُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the ayah that all of us know. Allah says to us, He encourages us to race forward, to run, to exert yourself to that which leads to the forgiveness of your Lord. The maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what all of us want. We want Allah to forgive us. We want Allah to save us from the hellfire. We want Allah to give us Jannat al-Firdaus. Jannah. So Allah says to us, and race forward to that which leads to that. To the Jannah which is as wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the people who have the taqwa of Allah. The muttaqeen. And then right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes these people for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Allah says, those people who spend in Allah's cause during prosperity and during hardship. In other words, they're always spending for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just when times are good, not just when they got a little extra cash in their pocket. All the time. These are the muttaqeen. These are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. These are the people who are going to get the Jannah. So brothers and sisters, I'm encouraging all of us to spend your wealth during the month of Ramadan for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also in the Quran, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah says, and by no means will you attain birra. Birra. Birra is this complete state of goodness, this righteousness. And Allah is saying, there's no way you're going to reach that until you spend from that which you love. And all of us, we love our wealth. All of us, we love our money. And Allah is saying, you're not going to attain this birra until you spend from that which you love. And Amr bin Maymun, rahimahullah, he said that al-birra in this ayat means Jannah. He said that al-birra in this ayat means Jannah. So he's saying that Allah is saying that none of you are going to reach Jannah until you spend from that which you love. So brothers and sisters, which do we love more? These few dollars that's in our pockets, the few dollars that's in our bank accounts, or Jannah? Which one do we want more? These few dollars that we have today is going to be gone tomorrow. And it's not going to help us to get into Jannah. Unless we spend from that today. And Allah says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ. And whatever you spend of your wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows it. Brothers and sisters, as I said, we should ask ourselves, which do we love more? This little bit of the dunya that we have here, or Jannah? If in fact we love Jannah, we want Jannah more, then let's spend from the little bit that we have in this life. Let's spend it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's spend it during the month of Ramadan. Don't wait till the month of Ramadan is over. Don't wait till the day of the Eid, because that's the mistake many of us make. Don't wait till the day of the Eid to give fi sabilillah, because on the day of the Eid, you know, the brothers are going to be asking for help for the masjid, for this and for that. But don't wait until that day to spend it. Spend it during the month of Ramadan, where you get increased rewards. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He multiplies the rewards even more during the month of Ramadan. Imam Bukhari and Muslim are both related. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Ja'a rajulun ila nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu sadaqati addamu ajran. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, which sadaqah brings the greatest reward? Which sadaqah is going to bring me the biggest bang for my buck? Because this is how the Sahaba were, radiallahu anhum. They were always trying to reach the highest level. They were always trying to get the greatest reward. So the man comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah, which sadaqah that I give is going to bring me the biggest reward? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Anta saddaqa wa anta sahihun, shahihun, takhshal faqra wa ta'mulul ghina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, that charity which you give when you're healthy, and when you're stingy, you don't want to give it. You're stingy and you fear poverty. You don't want to be broke. You worry about needing this money and you're hoping to become rich. The sadaqah that you give when you're in that state. In other words, the sadaqah that you give when you love your wealth the most, that's the sadaqah that brings the greatest reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we give our money despite our intense love for it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much we love that wealth, but we love Allah more, so we give it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the sadaqah that brings the greatest reward. May Allah make it easy for us to give. Because wallahi, it's a hard thing. You see it. You see it. People rather do just about anything than give away some of their money. May Allah make us generous. Imam Bukhari radiallahu anhu, he relates from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, Rasulullah, one day he was with his companions and he said to them, أَيُّكُمْ مَالُ وَارِثِهِ أَحُبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ مَالِهِ. Rasulullah, he's with his companions and he says to them, which one of you loves the wealth of his inheritors more than his own wealth? Which one of you loves the wealth that he's going to leave behind for the people who are going to inherit him more than his own wealth? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they say, Ya Rasulullah, مَن مِنَّا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا مَالُهُ أَحُبُّ إِلَيْهِ. They say, Ya Rasulullah, there's not a single one of us who loves the wealth of his inheritors more than his own wealth. Everybody loves his own wealth more. قال رسول الله فَإِنَّ مَالُهُ مَا قَدَّمَ وَمَالُ وَارِثِهِ مَا أَخَّرَ. Rasulullah said, the wealth or his wealth is whatever he spends. Whatever he sends forward, that's his wealth. That's our wealth. And the wealth of his heirs, his inheritors, that's whatever he leaves behind. That's their wealth. So brothers and sisters, which one of us loves our own wealth more than the wealth that we're going to leave behind? If in fact you love your wealth, and we all do, we all love our wealth. If you love it, then make it yours forever. And the way you do this is you spend it, fi sabilillah. You spend it, fi sabilillah, and then that wealth is yours forever. That's the wealth that's going to be waiting for you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow. Not the wealth that we leave behind in our bank accounts. Not the wealth that we leave behind for other people to enjoy. Whatever we spend, that's our wealth. Brothers and sisters, as I said at the beginning, it's better for us to spend this wealth now. Spend the wealth now while it's still yours. Spend the wealth now while you still have it. How many people, they go broke overnight? They have investments, and then these investments, they collapse, and they have nothing the next day. Whatever wealth we have in our possession today, spend it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, while it's still yours. Tomorrow, something may happen to us, and we might not have the ability to think for ourselves, to spend whatever it is that we have. This is the reality. People get sick. People have heart attacks. People have strokes. Things happen to people, and they don't have the ability to do tomorrow what they were able to do today. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect on the generosity of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that's given us everything that we have. Everything that we enjoy. And I'm not just talking about the materialistic stuff. I'm not just talking about our health. I'm not talking about our wealth. I'm not talking about our good looks, our whatever. I'm talking about the things that are priceless. How many of us we've been blessed with al-Islam? All of us. How many of us remember that this is priceless? You can't put a price on this. On Yawmul Qiyamah, the only thing that's going to allow anybody to enter Jannah after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the kalima, is the saying of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That's the only thing that's going to allow the people to enter Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's blessed each and every one of us with that. Can you put a price tag on that? How many of us remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made us from the people of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah said, "Nahnu akhiruna sabiqun." Rasulullah said, "We're the last people on the scene, and we will be the foremost people on Yawmul Qiyamah. We will be the people that's in the front on Yawmul Qiyamah, on the day that's 50,000 years long." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed us with that. How many of us remember that by blessing us with the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to forgive us our sins just for fasting during the month of Ramadan? How many of us, we have so many sins we don't even know what we have? If you were to put our sins in baggage, we'd have suitcase after suitcase after suitcase behind us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by blessing us with the month of Ramadan, if all we do is fast for the sake of Allah, Allah wipes it away. And if we stand up for Salatul Tarawih during the month of Ramadan, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wipes away our sins. And if we catch Laylatul Qadr, if we stand up during Laylatul Qadr, one night out of Ramadan, if we catch that one night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wipes away our sins. And it's better than if we had lived over 83 years in this dunya, doing nothing but worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one night of worship, if we're able to catch it, it's better than 83 years worth of worship. And Allah gives us that during the month of Ramadan. These are the things you can't put a price tag on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's given it to us for free. We didn't do anything to earn this. Allah gave that to us. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's given us so much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asked us a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Man dalladhi yuqridu Allaha qardan hasanan fayudaifahu Allahu ad'afan kathira." Allah says, who is he that will lend to Allah a good loan? In other words, who is he that will spend something for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah can multiply it for him? Not because Allah needs it. Allah is trying to do us yet one more favor. Allah is trying to do us yet one more good. Who is he that will spend something from what Allah has given him, and so that Allah can multiply it for him? And Allah reminds us, Allah says, "Wallahu yaqbidu wa yabsutu wa ilayhi turja'un." And Allah says, He is the one who decreases or increases your risk. Our wealth, everything that we enjoy is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah reminds us, who's going to spend a little bit so that I can multiply it for you? And remember that Allah is the one that decreases it and increases it. And to Allah is your return. This is our state, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much, and we should be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I just want to encourage all of us, brothers, in the few minutes that we have left, spend something for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Ramadan. All of us know that the masjid is in need of support. All of us know that the new masjid, inshallah, we're trying to get it off the ground. The latest thing, the Historic Commission of Wilmington, they didn't arrive at a decision yesterday on the new door that we want, that's holding up the rest of our plans. They're going to reschedule it sometime for later this month. But inshallah, once that happens, brothers, we're going to be ready to go. And we're going to need money to go. All of us know we're going to need money to make the two new bathrooms. We're going to need money to pull up, to fix the roof inside so that we can get rid of all the walls, the partitions. This is going to take money. How many of us we want to establish a masjid for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? During the month of Ramadan, we're sending forward all kinds of good deeds. But one thing that we can do during the month of Ramadan is spend our wealth to establish that masjid so that we leave behind something that will keep on sending forward good deeds for us long after we're in the ground. Think about it. Once we're in that ground, who else is going to be doing good deeds for us? Nobody. But if we establish this masjid for the sake of Allah, and we leave this masjid here, then that masjid will keep on sending good deeds for us long after we ourselves, we've stopped working. So brothers, please, during the month of Ramadan, give for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give something to establish that masjid to help us to get it off the ground. أقولك الله وستغفر الله لكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters in Islam, I just want to encourage all of us to spend our wealth for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I said, one of the best things that we can do is spend our wealth to establish a masjid for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa say, من بنى مسجدا لله بنى الله له في الجنة مثله. Rasulullah said, whosoever establishes a masjid, builds a masjid for the sake of Allah in this life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a similar structure for him in Jannah. So you leave behind a piece of property, a masjid, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today in this dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a similar masjid, or a similar structure for you in Jannah. How else are we going to get any kind of property in Jannah? Does anybody have a better plan? Spend something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spend something to help us to get that masjid off the ground. Spend something to support the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you some property in Jannah. And who else can give us Jannah except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, we need to remember the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha ladina amanu, in tasuru allaha yansurkum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, if you help in the cause of Allah, Allah will help you. If you help in the cause of Allah, Allah will help you. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising to help you, what else do you need? Who else's help do we need? Brothers and sisters, we need to remember that this little bit of wealth that we have today, because it's little, really is nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's al-Ghani. He's the one who everybody and everything depends on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the owner of everything. So this little bit of wealth that Allah has blessed us with is nothing. It's nothing. And it's going to be over. It's going to be somebody else's possession tomorrow. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he gave us some nasiha. He said that in the life of this world, everyone is a guest, da'ifa. And his wealth is a loan, qarda. In the life of this world, everybody's a guest. They're only going to be here a short time, and their wealth, it's a loan. He says the guest, he's going to move on. And the loan is going to be returned. The same way we take out a loan today and we have to pay it back, it goes back to the owner of this wealth. It's the same way with our wealth. Brothers and sisters, today, all of us, we're travelers, we're guests. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, all of us, some wealth. فَيَنْدُرُوا كَيْفَ تَأْمَلُونَ, just to see what we're going to do with it. So brothers and sisters, what are we going to do with this wealth that Allah has given us, that any moment now we're going to have to turn back over to Him anyway? Let's spend some of it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we can. And on the front of the zakat box there, we've got some envelope for Zakatul Fitrah. Zakatul Fitrah is going to be about $11 per person, unless you prefer to give food. $11 per person, everybody has an obligation to pay this. If you can't pay this, if you don't have any money, then please see me, inshallah, and we'll make some kind of arrangement for you. So please, pay your Zakatul Fitrah, and pay it before Ramadan, so that inshallah we can get it to the people that need this wealth. The Zakatul Fitrah is for the benefit of the Muslims, that they don't have what they need. And so the Zakatul Fitrah helps them to have enjoy a good Eid, just like the rest of us who Allah has blessed with so much. Also on the boxes there, you'll see envelopes for anybody who would like to donate something for the benefit of the new masjid, inshallah. Just put your money in the envelope and put it in the boxes, and inshallah we'll sort it out. But I just want to encourage all of us, brothers, please, sisters, please, spend from what you have today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Because if we can't spend it during the month of Ramadan, what's going to happen when Ramadan is over and now we have the shaitan on our backs? Now we have the shaitan whispering to us, oh, you're going to be poor, oh, you're going to be broke, oh, don't forget this bill, oh, don't forget that bill, oh, you can't spend, that's too much. If we can't spend it now during the month of Ramadan, how will we spend it outside of the month of Ramadan? And if we spend it outside of the month of Ramadan, is it going to give us the same reward as it will right now during the month of Ramadan? No. So brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage all of us, spend for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up our hearts, to help us to love, to spend for His sake.